Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. To ask Moni your question, please unblock your phone number and call 347-850-1494. Mona will answer your specific single-issue question. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph.
Everybody, happy Wednesday. So I had a fabulously busy day today, which is awesome. And I was featured on an internet radio program called That's So Vegas. So if you guys want to Google that, it'll be available a little later today, and you can actually watch me on internet TV doing a reading for the host, which was wicked cool. And I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Andrea. Can you hear me?
I can, Andrea. What's your question?
Wow, goody. I've recently joined a wonderful meditation group in Seattle, and I just kind of looked around. There's lovely, beautiful people, and I feel like I've found a soul family. I was wondering if you'd pick up anything for a mate or a male friend.
Or as I like to put it, your companion of choice.
Okay.
And actually, that's the energy that I would like you to surround this question with, is that you are seeking your companion of choice. And then you need to define what that looks like for you. See, for me, now I'm married, but, you know, my companion of choice is exactly who I have now, which is the guy that if I get a buy one, get one free coupon for a cool restaurant, we go.
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, treat people, both men and women, as though they already are going to be potentially your best friend. Okay?
Oh, I like
and
that.
I know. It just treat them like they're just on the outer fringes of being your best friend right now. And that if you to them just like they're already in a relationship with you, because, you know, you talk to new people different than you talk to people you've known for a while, right?
Sure.
Like when my friend calls and I see that she's calling, I will immediately launch into what I need to tell her. Okay? For example,
right.
I'm serious. For example, the plan was to do Chinese food for dinner, and we changed our mind to do burgers on the grill. So when I saw it was her calling, I went right into the, we've decided we're doing burgers on the grill and not Chinese food.
That's it.
But you do that with people that you are that familiar with. Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you start treating people around you as though that familiarity is already there, and you can even say out of the blue, remember, and this is something that's true for me, remember, I don't like cooked green peppers. I like raw green peppers, but I don't like them cooked. All right? If you kind of go right into that the familiarity is already there, then you actually create this sort of comfort zone that people just automatically like your energy, which they should, Andrea, because you have pretty fabulous energy. Okay?
How fabulous are you talking?
Okay, so here's the thing. One of the things that I would like you to add to your repertoire of activities is public speaking.
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying that is you may not know it now, but it's preparing you to be in the spotlight in some way. So yeah. What I'd like you to do is, and I've told people this before on my radio program, is to take up Toastmasters. It's a nonprofit group that teaches people how to speak publicly, which I absolutely love.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Toastmasters. So whatever city you're in, you just Google Toastmasters. And it's, you know, like giving a toast, being very good at it, Toastmasters. But it's more than just that. Toastmasters, like, you know, yeah. And then look, put Toastmasters and then whatever city you're in. And you'll find a bunch of groups in your city. And I'd like you to choose the largest group you can find.
Okay.
All right? Because what it's saying is that you're already stepping in the right direction by involving yourself with groups of people that seem to be all going in the same direction for a change.
Yay!
Okay. All right, my
friend.
Thanks
I'm
for calling.
Yeah.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Leilani. And,
hey, Leilani. What's your question?
Thank you for taking my call. My
question
was, I was wondering, what do you see for me and my love field? What kind of guy do you see coming into my life?
I hear a little dog.
Sorry, I know, that's my dog, obsessed with the neighbor's dog. I'm trying to hide away from the noise around here, but it's impossible.
Okay, so did you hear Andrea's call a minute ago? Were you listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Between the dog barking, yes.
Okay. And what I mentioned to her was that she was already aligning herself with the right way to find somebody, and that's by being involved with groups that improve her in some way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like you to do.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is that the way you've been doing it is like hitting your head against a wall repeatedly.
Right.
And I'm telling you that you're not going to find the guy by going to bars or hanging out with chicks at happy hour. That's not how you're going to find him. The way you're going to find him is by getting yourself engaged in an activity that actually makes you feel better in some way. Either mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or intellectually. So taking a class of, like, for example, one of the coolest things that a gal can do is take up a class in woodworking.
Right.
You're going to probably be
welding.
Okay, welding's even better. Seriously.
Well, I was actually interested in that.
Okay, so you take up something that has a certain amount of safety and skill to it. And what's so nice is that when you're open to learn, guys will rush to you to teach you. And all you do is you start treating these guys as though they're already your best friend.
Yeah, I heard that part.
Okay, because this mm-hmm. next relationship is the relationship. We're not pussyfooting around anymore here.
Well,
you see what I mean?
Year.
So
yeah.
we're gonna take up a couple things where we're learning something new, and we're gonna run with it, because that's where we are in this lifetime now. We're ready to get serious about our happiness.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank
you.
All right,
my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank
see you later.
No problem.
Okay. All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. I can barely hear you.
Now, I just want to know, I went to three temp agencies for a job.
Wait, sweetheart. Sweetheart, I can barely hear you. So I don't know if you have your mouthpiece away from your mouth or
yes.
if you're in Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. So what's your question?
I went to three temp agencies to find a job, and I was just wondering, all in like 1 week, within a week's time.
I'm so proud of you. Wait a minute. Marcy, I want to stop you. I am so proud of you for doing that, because it's a hard thing to do.
I know.
It's a hard thing to do, and the fact that you did it That's 90% of your success right there. Okay, so now ask me your question.
Do you see any one of them coming through, like, soon?
All right, let me look. Actually, two of them are going to come through with a job. Two of them. And you may end up having to have a choice between the two. So here's the thing. Whichever company calls you first is the one you should take. But I totally see you getting a job. And you could get a job as quickly as the next 5 days.
Wow.
I know. And I'm telling you, when I say five business days, so today's Wednesday. So we have Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. By next Thursday, you're going to hear something from somebody. All right?
And is it
okay.
going to be like temp or temp to perm, like a long?
It'll probably be a temp to hire situation, but that's okay. That's totally okay. I like the idea of it being a temp to hire for you. Because here's why. Because I do think that there will be another job offer coming to you even though you're already on a temporary assignment. Do you
yeah.
see what I mean? So all we have to do is get you into the routine and habit of working again, because that's
mm-hmm.
what's going to make all the difference for you.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so
okay,
happy.
Now,
right?
Send what you need to do tomorrow is, well,
mm-hmm.
tonight, do it tonight, but send handwritten thank you notes to whoever you interviewed with at the temporary agency.
Oh.
And then on Friday... Well, no, take that back. On Tuesday next week, you call and you say, hey, it's me, Marcy. I just wanted to check in with you to see if there's any assignments available this week.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. All right, but you send the handwritten thank yous first thing tomorrow, or if you can get to the mailbox tonight before they close, so that they get them by Friday.
All right. That
okay,
sounds good.
But this is saying that you did an amazing thing and that success can't help but come to you. Okay?
Wow. I'm really
All right.
happy.
Be open
Thanks.
To your blessings. Every morning I want you to face east. I want you to open your arms wide above your head like you're hugging the sun. And I want you to say, I'm open to my blessings. Okay?
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for checking in. See you later.
Yeah, so much.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 702 Fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Justin.
Justin, how are,
how are you?
Nice
I'm good.
To hear from you.
Oh, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. What's your question today?
I met someone. His name's Sergio, and he's a
Yay.
Scorpio.
Yay.
And yeah, I've met in a long time. I don't really say that about anyone else. So
I
just
love
to see what the cards say about it.
The cards love Sergio. The cards
really?
Love Sergio. Now, here's the thing. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be it's going to be one of those kind of relationships where it's
mm-hmm.
You need to have it as a slow building relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't
right.
rush
oh, yeah,
into moving in
building.
With each other. What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because we've
yeah.
already known each other for like 2.5 months. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't rush into moving in with each other. We make sure that the two of us have the same goals. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you really start? But according to what I'm seeing in your cards. Is that he?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he was worth the wait. Secondly, you
right.
actually feel like you've met someone that you can really talk to and is a good partner for you.
Oh, I have, yeah.
The third card
mm-hmm.
that you have is the Lover's card. It's the soulmate
okay.
card.
Right.
And then there's this feeling of celebration that your life just seems like it has way more meaning because there's somebody to share it with.
Right, yeah, that's how so I feel
now. So this is awesome.
Like
now, I'm going
to
tell you something. Wait, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
I wanted to tell you something else that's coming up in your cards.
Okay.
Right. Now, let me finish before you say anything, because it sounds like you're on a cell phone and you're so quick to ask me something that I can't hear it. So let me take a breath before you say something, okay? Because I got to tell you something. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. There is a new job offer coming to you.
Okay.
And I want you to be very, very open to accepting it.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, because I am trying to apply for other jobs at the moment, because the job I'm at now, I've been there for like 5.5 years, and it's like I'm really struggling financially. So.
Yeah, you deserve to make more money. And what it's saying here is that you can take your skills. I forget, what line of business are you in?
I'm a security.
Okay.
Security
so
guard.
So here's what I would do is I would find a job at a much more luxury environment than you are right now, even if it's the same kind of job. But here's what I'd like you to do in the meantime. Is you, because you live in Las Vegas and you can take these classes for free, I want you to think about going to the OSHA classes that are offered in Henderson. Look it up, OSHA, O-S-H-A,
right.
Occupation. Okay, the safety classes.
I do remember that. You mentioned that to me before, and I did look it up. So,
did you do it?
Oh, I haven't done it, but I did. I did look on the internet and read about it.
Okay, because the thing is if you can get a safety credential in addition to being security, you could actually tweak your career into being a safety director or safety manager, and that pays more money.
Okay. Yeah, because I really am open for something new, because right now, like, financially, I'm kind of struggling. So.
Yeah, well, that'll pay you way more money if you're a safety director or safety manager than if you're in security. Because you have a lot of people in you have a lot of people where you work that are in a higher position that they are not going anywhere. So there's very little promotion that happens in your industry.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Justin. Great to hear from you. Nice to hear about you and Sergio.
Right, yeah, because that's the thing. You know, like, this guy really, really takes care of me, and that's something that I'm not really used to, because it's mainly me who's always taking care of the other people, so... It's something I'm kind of getting used to still.
It's just nice to have somebody actually participate in the relationship instead of being somebody that's very much on the fence, not only with their love, but with their identity.
Exactly. So yeah, I agree.
I'm very pleased to hear that. All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Great to hear from you. See you later.
You too.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so I'm doing an abbreviated program this evening. I have a commitment this evening, so I will be back live on Sunday for a full hour. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll look forward to talking with you then.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona hosts her broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and on Blog Talk Radio for special broadcasts and announcements. You may also follow Mystic Mona on Facebook. Since 2002, Mona holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the mobile app Dice Wisdom, $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for trade shows, special events, and VIP gatherings. Personal sessions are also available by appointment. Didn't get on air today? Contact Mona through her website so she may arrange to schedule you for the next broadcast. Please go to mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.